And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday morning. And Malcolm Ballinger is here to keep me company this morning as we all are slowly but surely recovering from this 4th of July weekend. Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. Thank you.
Good, good, good. July 6th. It's behind us now, sort of, but not really. I think a lot of people took today off to have a nice long weekend.
Yeah, the traffic was pretty light, I noticed.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think if people were smart, they took Friday and Monday and had a big, long 4th of July weekend.
But not in the radio business.
No, I was here.
Come rain, come sleet.
I was trudging through the heat with my fan and my little spray bottle of water. And I'm here. We are here. And I appreciate you coming in early today to kind of keep me company.
Yeah, my pleasure.
It's fun to have you here. So what did you do for the 4th? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. We celebrated the 4th at the amphitheater.
Oh, fun. How was the concert?
Oh, it was incredible.
It looked like they had a nice crowd. I saw the photos.
It was packed.
Yeah,
it was packed.
Which is great.
And the music, of course, from the symphony was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And the flyovers.
Uh-huh.
It was just, it was a great occasion.
Very Americana.
Yes.
Right? Did you get you? If you weren't in the spirit, I suspect that would get you in the spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is great. And everybody wearing their red, white, and blue.
Yeah. I even wore it. It wasn't red, white, and blue, but it was green and white. I'm not sure why.
That's close.
The people.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
just a reminder.
Yeah. Perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So did you see the fireworks from there as well?
Yes. Yes.
How were the fireworks this year?
Oh, as always, great.
Yep, and I know they had a new location, so a couple people I noticed were not happy about that, but I don't know, it seemed like it...
No, I didn't realize that.
Facebook, you know, there's always somebody on Facebook that has something negative to say.
After the... as the fireworks started, we moved over towards the... there's a walkway from the amphitheater to the side of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Lots of people lined up against the rail, so we were able to
walk slowly
there and watch the fireworks.
Nice. Yeah. That's great. Well, I love the music being simulcast. That really makes it. I think that really makes it so much fun.
Yes, Brent did a wonderful job, of course, as he always did.
He always does.
Country people.
He's the maitre d' of Pensacola, I think, or the master of ceremonies, I should say.
Yes. It's not an event without Brent.
Seriously. It's so true. It's so true.
I think. Again, a great show, and Peter Mouget, who organizes and I think signs the big check.
He did an interview with me this past week.
Yes.
And he was very excited about it, and I think he's with Levin Papantonio. And,
yes.
And I saw him on Facebook talking about the event, and what a great guy to do all of that.
I was very impressed with the whole thing, obviously. It just went off super well. But Peter did stand up and give a little speech about July 4th is a good time to remember that we need to end the divisions and I'm trying to think of the expression he used, but be more accommodating, listen to other people, which I thought was very apropos.
That is what makes this country great, isn't it? That we are free to all have our own opinions. And it's just that I wish that we could be a little more respectful of each other with those opinions. But
yes.
I guess we all, you know, I was thinking about that. ABC did a great special. I don't know if you got a chance to watch some of it, but they did 24 hours. It was a Disney-ABC collaboration, and they did 24 hours about America. And it started, I think, Friday night and went all the way through Saturday through the fireworks. And they went to every state, and they did a special program on what's best about every state. And it was just fabulous. I mean, they did such a, and it reminded me of how amazing this country is. I don't know a thing about Wyoming. I don't know anything about, little about
I've driven across it a couple of times.
You know, I mean, and so it was just, I thought, wow, this country is so diverse and so spectacular in so many ways that we have so much to be grateful for.
As Peter was speaking, it sort of reminded me that, obviously, I wasn't born in this country. I came when I was, I think I was 30 years old when I came to this country. As an immigrant, you get a unique perspective, having lived 30 years in another country. And of course, Great Britain is a wonderful place, but America, United States, there's, you're correct, it's unique. The spirit of adventure to solve problems, create, is unlike any other country in the world. And sometimes it takes an outsider to see that.
Absolutely,
I think many
Americans
take, maybe born in this country, maybe they take for granted some of those
things. I think so, sometimes, I think so, because this is all we know. We're used to it. We don't realize that
having seen
it's not
the other
like,
side.
Right, we're not like this in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You don't have the same kind of freedoms, and we probably, I'm guilty of it, I probably take some of them for granted every once in a while.
Yes. I always remember, I used to speak fairly often at the naturalization ceremonies in that were held at the courthouse. And I remember one time, they always selected an immigrant to tell their story.
Oh, neat.
And I use this in my later speeches, because when I came to the U.S., I came on a 747 and served breakfast.
A little different than my grandmother on the hull of a boat.
But this lady, who was probably in her 50s or 60s, she had escaped from Eastern Europe.
Oh.
And she told a story of walking for several days. And then to get over the border, she got underneath a railroad car and held on.
Oh, my gosh.
And was able to get out undetected. Now, that must have been an incredible feat. But it just reminds you that how lucky we are to live in this country and have the freedoms that we have. So we should be a little bit more tolerant of other people's point of view. That's what makes us great. So many different perspectives and points of view, and they need to come together, and with that, we can achieve great things.
Well, one of the things that I loved about this special that I saw was a big theme of it, I think, was the resilience of our country. Hmm. And when you look at they did a lot about the history over the decades of all the different things that we've been through and survived. I mean, it was emphasized, this is not the first time that this country has been at odds within the country. When we think
Vietnam War
was very, very big. Civil rights movement, when you think about that. Going back even to the World Wars, World War I and World War II, the things that we have gone through. I mean, I used to hear my mother's stories about rationing during World War II, how they didn't have sugar and flour, and the things that they did to unify the women were all working in the factories. I mean, you think back on some of these difficult times that our country's been through, and then even within, when we've had those, like you said, the different, like the civil rights movement, for example, and the Vietnam War was, people were protesting, and it was, and we got through it, and we came out on the other side, and we continue to come back to what unites us.
Yes.
And I'm very patriotic that way. I'm very proud of the fact that we are able to express ourselves, have different opinions, and yet we come. But when it comes down to it, when we're playing in soccer and it's USA, there's no doubt about it. No matter what our political views are, boy, we are going to root for that soccer team.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like there's a unity there.
Yeah. Actually, I saw the star player whose suspension was lifted.
Right.
Was talking on, I think it was Channel 3 News this morning, and he speaks with a British accent.
I know. Half the team.
That's weird.
Half the team is immigrants, so just saying.
But well, he was born in this country. He was a birthright baby.
There you go.
But his parents lived in the UK.
Isn't that funny? All right, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the USA and our favorite place to live in Pensacola, Florida. We're here with Malcolm Ballinger on Pep Talk. If you've got a comment or a question, 850-437-1620. Text it in. We'd love to hear from you this Monday morning on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. We're talking a little bit about the 4th of July weekend and what it means to be American. And you spoke with one of our listeners.
I called Tom, who texted in.
Last week,
yeah.
We were talking about some British...
Guy Fawkes Night.
Yes.
Well, the connection is fireworks.
Right.
And he was telling me he was stationed in England and went to the local pub on Guy Fawkes Night.
And that's in November, right? Is that right?
Yes, the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder Plot and Treason.
Okay.
Something like that, anyway.
Okay.
And he said they had a Sherman tank
what?
At the side of the pub. And they were letting fireworks up on the
Oh, my gosh. So. Well, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. I love that. I love hearing stories.
Yes.
Well, that's neat.
But he did say he had a wonderful time and loved the people. And so I was very grateful for that.
That's great. Well,
Brits are friendly people.
Yes, they are.
When you get to know them.
Yes.
I've said this before, but the golden rule with Brits, if you go to England, if you say nothing, they won't approach you.
Mm.
Because there's something in the psyche of Brits that I'm not sure what it is. And I feel I do that sometimes, or used to do it. But if you go say, hey, how you doing? I'm Meg. I'm from the great USA, whatever. they say, hey, come on, have a drink.
Oh, okay.
But if you went in the pub and just sat down, they'd let you sit there.
Right.
Value your privacy, I guess.
Huh. Well, you know, New Yorkers are like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, New Yorkers, people think, oh, they're not very friendly. And they're the same way. But the minute you ask for directions, they will... Well, here, let me take you. I'll take you down the subway. Let me show you this.
And over-direct.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're very proud of giving directions and turned out to be, for me, some of the friendliest people in the world. They're just great, but they have a bad rep.
I got lost one time in New York.
And it's easy to do.
I was trying to get to Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So I pulled the car up and I said to this lady, which way is it to New Jersey? And she looked at me quizzically, and I'm thinking, I need to go to Newark, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean Joysy? Yes, Joysy.
Joysy. Yeah, you got to talk the language.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. That's great. Well, speaking of local things, let's talk about Downtown Crowd. You got the new issue out, I see.
Yes.
That you just brought in, the July issue. Interesting cover. It's a rack of clothing.
Yes.
That's kind of cool. You had to explain this to me.
It's the retro revival.
Okay, so tell me about it. What does that mean?
Well, apparently it is somewhat of a trend now to go retro.
Oh.
I guess it's a sort of hankering back to the...
The fashions of the
The fashions and the times of the 70s, 60s, whatever.
Okay.
And there is a vintage fest coming up.
Oh, no kidding.
And
I haven't heard about this, Malcolm.
Yeah.
I see there's a whole article about it.
Yes. And I don't have my reading glasses, so you're going to have to tell me.
Uh-oh. Well, let me see if I can find.
I believe it is next Saturday, isn't it?
I'm looking right now to see if I can find the dates here. Pensacola, Interstate Fairgrounds. Where's the date? July 17th.
17th, yes.
Is that right? Am I reading this right? No, July 12th. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay.
July 12th.
So that would be on... This weekend, yeah.
Yes, it would be this weekend.
Yeah. So you can wander around the fairground and buy all those bell bottoms.
Retro clothes?
Yeah.
I don't have to buy anything. I have all of them. Still in my closet.
If you hang on to them.
Dig in the back here.
If you hang on to them long enough, they always come back in style.
And that's what my mother used to say.
Like wide ties.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's interesting. They're showing pictures of belts because belts kind of went away. And I bet you the gold chained belts they have on one of the photos. I'm laughing because I used to have all the different ones. That was a Calvin Klein thing, I think, back in the 70s, having those belts. Isn't that funny? But I'm looking at the pictures. It'll be fun. That'll be fun and be like walking down memory lane.
Yeah.
For some of us.
I thought I could have a pretty good figure in bell bottom.
You wore bell bottoms?
Yeah.
Wow. And now I want to see a picture of that.
And I think I've said before, winkle pickers.
What?
winkle pickers.
Okay,
shoes with a very pointed toe. Were
winkle pickers?
Winkle pickers, we called them.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know that they were in America, but in England, that's what boys did.
Winkle pickers.
When I was a teenager.
Were they patent leather or were they?
Yeah, leather, but pointed. So I'm not sure where the name comes from.
I would love
but
to know.
They used to say teddy boys, I guess. Remember teddy boys?
No.
Oh.
That might be a British thing as well.
That's kind of a...
Teddy boys?
Teddy boys.
For shoes.
Well, teddy boys wore a particular kind of suit. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have listeners
with
bottoms that know about this. If you were a serviceman in England, at
bell
the time.
Bottoms.
But, well, no, that was came later. Before that, they were drain pipe trousers.
Drain pipe trousers.
They were very tight to your leg.
Uh huh. We called those skinny jeans.
Okay.
Maybe.
And I remember they used to wear suits with a velvet collar. And have long hair, which was sort of greased up into a...
I wish you could see the way his hands are going up above his head right now.
teddy boys, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, then maybe my prom date's powder blue tux wasn't so bad by comparison.
I wonder if they have any of that. I should go to the vintage.
It would be fun to see what they've
just
got. And it's going
to
be this Saturday at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at these clothes and thinking, I'm having flashbacks. Clothes remind me of...
That's a good question for the listeners. Is there any clothing that you wore in the back in the day,
the 70s,
80s, 90s, that...
All you have to do is...
that you cringe about today.
What was cringeworthy?
And I'm sure you thought you were...
Snazzy.
As they say, the bee's knees.
Well, that's before. Snazzy was
snazzy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. Well, if you have an idea about what was snazzy or cringeworthy, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. We're just talking about the Vintage Fest, which is featured in this July issue of Downtown Crowd. We gave you the wrong dates. So we want to correct that. July 19th. We just double-checked to make sure.
Yes.
And it'll be at the Pensacola Fairgrounds. And there are tickets. I think they have early bird tickets available online. And you can go to, I believe, PensacolaVintage.com, I think, is where you can find those tickets.
On page 12 and 13, there is Ryan and on page 12. And he's wearing... Well, I was just looking for a description. Struggling there.
Yes, it's...
I'm not sure when that was popular, but thank God it went out of style.
I don't know. That era of the 70s, I mean, it was kind of anything goes. You had people wearing... I mean, I can remember the sorority girls were all wearing their matching espadrilles, bright green, lime green skirts with lime green matching purses and shoes. Oh. And then on the flip side, you had... The hipsters, the hippier people, that we used to call them the druggies. They were all wearing all the wild, you know, crazy colored stuff. And
page 13 is Dawn, and well, it appears to be a very oversized set of overalls.
I had some of those. I did.
What year was that?
That was more probably in the early 80s, I want to say, because I had a pair of those.
Just yesterday, almost.
Yeah, right. Yeah. there's a little bit of something for everybody. I suspect you would find something cringeworthy that you wore back in the day. But, you know, now if you wear it, you'd be cool. You'd be a trendsetter now.
Yeah.
Anything vintage, because vintage is the cool thing now.
Yeah. One of the features of modern styling I don't like is that clothes for men tend to be much tighter fitting.
True.
Than a few years ago when...
Things were looser?
Much looser, yeah.
Are you sure that that's the style? Sorry. Because I have the same issue.
How dare you suggest that? Of course not.
I mean, you said it was so seriously, and I thought, okay, well, my clothes are fitting a little tighter, too.
No, they do cut shorts.
Okay. You just keep telling yourself that. I'll go along with you on that one.
Let's go to commercial.
I think it's time to do some news. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger here. He's going to come back this next half hour. We're having a little fun this morning. If you have anything you have cringeworthy, text it on in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the news. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a Monday morning. It's hard to get back to work on a Monday morning after a big holiday weekend, but we'll make it easier for you because Malcolm Ballinger is here, helping us laugh, get ready for the week with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
It is easier to start the week with having you here on Monday mornings, I have to say.
Well, thank you.
It's so true. It's so true.
I look forward to it. I really do.
It is fun. It's
Jump
always fun.
Jump out of bed on a Monday morning.
Yeah, well,
get the week started.
That's right. Gives me a reason to get up and get going. And it's hard after a long week, and a lot of folks took Friday off, so you get up and you go, oh, gosh, and it's hot. I got out this morning, oh, it is hot today. I want to be on the beach somewhere. I don't want to be heading into work, right?
Right. I was saying, quoting the old song, Mad Dogs and Englishmen Go Out in the Midday Sun.
Oh, okay, there's a reason for that.
I mowed my lawn in the midday sun on Friday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, were you thinking? It was a billion degrees on Friday.
And I had to take several breaks going into air conditioning.
Well, yeah.
It really is oppressive heat.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Lots of water. Don't stay out there too long. And the minute you stop sweating, you're in trouble. So remember that. You want to make sure that you get yourself into the shade. Mm. Even in the shade right now, it's very hot. My car the other day, when I left here on Friday, said 116.
Oof.
When I opened up the door to the little thermometer, 116. Oof.
Wow.
And that was, I parked it in the shade, too. And so there's all the more reason, and we always say it here, but don't leave your pets in the car.
Yes.
You have to be very, very conscious of all those kinds of things with this hot, hot weather.
Well, on the 25th.
Yes.
Hopefully, it won't be too warm for the running of the Bulls.
Yes, that's always a fun event.
It is. I hadn't run in it for the last 2 or 3 years, but I did run in a few years ago.
Did you? Roller skates?
No. I just ran, walked.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's an event that happens every year in Pensacola.
Yeah.
If you've never had a chance to witness it, I think it's the roller derby team, isn't it, that does it?
It used to be. I don't know if it's
they have
still
on roller skates, and they have their horns, and they're the Bulls.
Yeah.
They're the actual Bulls.
And they have what do they call those pool things in the water? The
float?
Yeah, the circular, long tube floats.
Inner tube? He's waving his arms around, and it's not helping me. He's describing it with his hands. It's not helping. It looks like a fishing pole, what you're describing right now.
The Bulls whack you with it because it's
a foam thing. Oh, you're talking about the pool things.
Foam thing, yes.
The pool. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's hard work on a Monday morning.
Oh, gosh.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean. Okay, we got to help us. Somebody's got to. It's the long, foamy, they're called pool.
The pool.
Somethings.
Pool.
850-437-1620.
Floaties?
No, pool somethings.
Well, anyway.
Different colors.
They whack you with one of those.
Okay.
Obviously, it doesn't hurt.
Right. Well, that's fun.
It's fun, yes.
So that's coming up on the 25th, is that right?
25th.
A couple weeks away.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. That's always a fun. And I'm surprised you ran it. I'm very impressed.
Well, I'm the sort that joins in.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
Yeah. I'm not averse to having a little fun.
That I know. I just didn't imagine you running with the Bulls. But
well,
I know you like to have fun at the opera. There's a big difference.
I didn't exactly run.
Right.
It was more of a. Not even a trot. It was more of a walk.
Oh, okay. We got some help. Everybody's we got a bunch of texts. And we got, it's a pool noodle.
Oh,
noodles. Thank you. I got several texts. Noodles. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Steve, who was doing our news this morning, came in with pool noodle and a big sheet of paper. Thank you, Steve. I love it. That's hilarious. That's not
how could we not remember that?
I don't know. It's frightening. It's just frightening. Pool noodles. Okay, we got that straightened out. Thank you to everybody that we had a bunch of texts. Thank you all so much.
So
sometimes we just need your help.
They are awake on a Monday morning.
Some folks are listening.
Yes.
So that's good. So we had a great 4th of July. Hope everyone had a chance to be with family, to raise up a couple of sparklers. There were certainly plenty of celebrations and fireworks all over this area. I love that we're all so patriotic. We had fireworks in Milton. We had incredible fireworks on Pensacola Beach. They had them here in town, of course, with the Pensacola celebration. Hats off to Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber and to the Pensacola Beach Chamber. And then I have a friend that does fireworks every year just off the bay, and they do a really good job with it. So hats off to those guys that did it again this year. There's so many people that do it for their neighborhoods and do it right. Like they actually are careful but it's a tradition. A lot of folks have families that do it. And
you know, something that I found really encouraging is that the Walmart on Navy Boulevard, where I go do my shopping, set up a tent for the sale of fireworks.
Ah.
Which worries, I always park my car well away from it. Because you just never know.
True, that's true.
But anyway, my perception was that they still had a whole lot of darn fireworks left.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Friday afternoon and they still had a lot of fireworks left. So that to me was a good sign. I just think setting off your own fireworks, it's just, I mean, what the old expression, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, add a couple of beers to the mix, and that's the issue, I think, sometimes. Yeah.
The display downtown was so massive and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Any fireworks that you could set off yourself pale in comparison.
Right.
So just take the family.
And go. We've got plenty of opportunity around here. And so the organizations that go to a lot of trouble and a lot of work to put these things together. Yeah. And they're not inexpensive. So there's a lot of sponsors that make it happen. A lot of people, businesses, local businesses contribute. And we get money from the TDC to make that happen for both the beach and Pensacola. So they're not cheap. That's for sure. So
and in your neighborhood, you scare the pets half to death.
I know.
With the boom and bang. Yes. I'll stop preaching.
Okay.
I get on my high horse because as I related last week, I remember in England at Guy Fawkes Night. That's how we got onto Guy Fawkes Night.
Right.
With so many people injured.
Right.
Would pick up a sparkler that.
There are 2,000. We had the fire marshal come on Friday morning talking about that, and he was so interested. Nathan Edler, thank you so much again for coming on the show. He was fascinating. He had a lot of information, but he said the little sparklers are actually that we give kids usually because we think of them as being safer.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 degrees. Oof. Is how hot the sticks are when you throw them on the ground. So he's always saying have a bucket of water nearby and toss them in there.
Yes.
Because you do not want to step on one of those.
No.
Severe burns and stuff. But, boy, the holiday is so much fun. So, I really enjoy seeing
Yes, we're
seeing
on a bit
everybody.
Of a downer there.
Yeah,
we'll,
I know.
We'll move to the more positive
stuff.
A
little peppier.
Yes. It was a very successful July 4th. And
I got a comment. This is pretty funny.
Okay.
Because you talk so much about your British heritage.
Okay.
And just to remind everyone, he is an American citizen now.
Have been since 2012, I believe.
Okay, but one of the listeners...
No, 2007.
One of the listeners says, let that red coat know. We decided we're going to shoot our own fireworks 250 years ago. Touché.
Okay.
That's perfect. On that note, we're going to
take
a break.
Well, thank you. That shut me up.
That's awesome. 850-437-1620. We'll share your comments right here on Pep Talk. Happy Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. We've been talking about, recovering from the 4th of July weekend, basically. And the new issue of Downtown Crowd is out. So if you're looking for fun things to do, you can always find it in the July issue. And you can find Downtown Crowd pretty much all over town. There's newsstands in restaurants, at the visitor centers, anywhere, and you can find it online. And speaking of online, the July issue, which I've been anxiously awaiting, is now online at BallingerPublishing.com.
The winner of the pet contest.
Yes, it's
announced.
On the cover. It
yes.
is the cutest little kitten.
If you go to BallingerPublishing.com mm-hmm. and click on current issues, there you see the really cute.
It's the pet issue of Pensacola Magazine, the
Correct.
July issue.
Yes.
So when does it come out on newsstands? This week?
I'm hoping in the next few days.
Okay, yes. great. But in the meantime, if you want a sneak peek and see who the winner is, you can go online. I actually Googled Pensacola Magazine July 2026, came right up to the first page.
Mm.
So you could do that as well.
So the winner is Mushi.
<It's a laughs>
Mushi is a Persian, I was going to say cat, but maybe she's still a kitten.
It looks like a kitten,
yeah,
but I don't know. So cute.
Yeah.
A white big fur ball.
Now, I had no hand in selecting the winner, but uh-huh. Kelly and Morgan and Dawn tell me that it was the marriage of the two, the art exhibit of the umbrellas.
Right.
And the pet contest.
Oh,
as you can see, Mushi is held up.
Oh, so they didn't add that. That
no.
was in the picture. Oh, I see. Okay.
That is the umbrella.
From
art.
The umbrellas exhibit.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so they held the kitten up, and you can see the umbrellas in the background. I thought maybe that was just an art thing that
So it's
did.
Kind of Pensacola
Cute.
And Mushi.
Yes. Well, Mushi does not look happy, I just have to say. But cute as can be. And then when you open it up, how many people did you have enter the contest?
I think there were like 70 or 80,
wow.
something like that.
So as you go further into the issue, if you flip over a few pages, yeah, there's a big double spread of all the entries.
Yes.
And their photos, which are so stinking cute. There's so many. I mean, I just love the dogs and cats.
And the first runner-up was Blade,
mm-hmm.
who is a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. And the third one was Thumbelina.
I know, Thumbelina.
Who is a Pomeranian.
Which, in this picture.
Who is really chilled out.
I'm sorry, but this is pretty good. This little dog is sitting by the pool on a colorful little blanket. It's got a little parasol and is wearing some kind of little jacket sweater with sunglasses, no less.
Yes.
Just chilling by the pool. It's the cutest picture ever. So Thumbelina is pretty stinking cute. But also, then I guess this other dog is just majestic looking. The runner-up is gorgeous.
Yes.
Blade on the beach. These are great photos, y'all. I love these photos.
He's a smart-looking dog.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
Yeah, he looks very regal-looking.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas Thumbelina is looking a little, all she needs now is a margarita.
She may have had a couple.
Yes, exactly. A doggy margarita.
Mm.
So cute. If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here. We're talking about the July issue, which is hitting the newsstands this week of Pensacola Magazine, but you can also look at it online. I'm still amazed at the technology that you can go online and you actually can just flip the pages as if you were flipping a hard copy of the magazine. I just think I'm still impressed by that technology. I think that's pretty cool. So
and as you mentioned, every entrant is featured in the following page.
So if you send in a photo of your pet, then that pet is in the big, there's a big spread with all the pets that were entered. And it's just each photo is special. So thank you so much to everybody that entered, too.
As you know, we started as a print company and have sort of evolved into print and digital.
Uh-huh.
And I'm amazed at how many views that we get
really?
From the magazine. Yes.
I'm not surprised.
It's really popular.
Well, yeah, because people can look at it right on their phones. Like right now, they could be looking at your next issue.
Fortunately, in my company, we have people that are way smarter and younger than me and understand all this, page views and stuff.
All this, well, we talk about that here. We'll be talking about this today at ADX Digital. Brian will come in and explain all of that to everybody. I have learned so much from him about all of it, about how to advertise with it and all the different things, ways you can get your name out. It's pretty impressive.
Yes, I'm very impressed with the quality of the pictures. And you don't have to lose quality.
No. It's almost better than when you took Polaroids.
Yeah, exactly.
So for those of you who remember Polaroids.
They will no doubt be at the retro.
Yes, we'll see you at the retro vintage fair.
Yeah,
we could probably do a whole show about retro things that don't exist anymore.
Well, they wouldn't be retro if they still existed, I guess.
Correct. Don't confuse me.
Sorry, just a point of
order. He's still trying
to
get back at me for my skinny comment.
Yes. All right. Stop. Let's move on to another subject.
Okay. All right. So what do we want to talk about now? We've got the downtown crowd is out. We've got the vintage affair coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes. And my staff, Kelly, Morgan, everybody are working feverishly on the Parade of Homes issue.
And that's the August issue, is that correct?
That's the August issue, yes.
That's always a beautiful issue.
Yeah.
And very informative.
Yes. If you have any ideas to buy a home, remodel a home, sell a home, then that's the issue for you.
And that's that comes out in August, correct?
Yes, it's going to be very early August.
When is the Parade of Homes? Is that the...
Off the top of my head, I think it's the 11th.
Okay.
10th through the 12th, maybe.
Okay. It's always so much fun.
Yeah, so we have to get the magazine out as early as possible. But at the same time, we have to gather all of the pictures and floor plans of all the entrants, et cetera. So it's a pretty mammoth task.
It sounds like it. Sounds huge. But I always look forward to that issue.
Yes.
I really do. It's really good.
It's our biggest issue of the year.
It really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because I'm sitting here thinking that your pet issue has grown, because this is the second year you've done it, is that
yes.
right?
Yeah. The wedding edition is always one
That's
of the
beautiful.
Most read.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest in terms of pages is Parade of Homes. It'll be somewhere anywhere from about 110 to 100, maybe as many as 150 pages.
Okay. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing about some of the upcoming publications. If you've got a question for Malcolm or a comment, please text it in this morning on Pep Talk. He's our expert on Ballinger Publishing at 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert on this Monday morning, every Monday morning, is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. So we've been talking about all the different publications coming out in July. Downtown Crowd has hit the newsstand, so you can pick that up today. And the July issue of Pensacola Magazine will be out shortly, but you can look online, which is pretty neat. And it's already I've already gone online, and I'm in love with the cover. Mushy.
Mushy.
Mushy the Kitty is on the front cover, so too cute. Too cute.
A little bit about downtown.
Yes.
Obviously, Palafox Street.
Perfect timing to have the ribbon cutting on the 4th.
And it's looking great. I was interested. I did actually mention on the show, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, about the bollards that used to be there. And they had taken them up in the, obviously, in the remodel. I understand that we got a state grant and have most of the money together to replace them.
I saw that on the news this past week,
Which I think is a very, very good idea.
I think it would be great, especially for things like Gallery Night and some of the other things that we do on Palafox.
Yeah. I'd like to see, I mentioned this before, I'd like to see some discussion about possibly closing it more often. I understand the retailers probably aren't really in love with that idea, but maybe there's a way that we can make everybody happy. I'm sure the restaurants and bars would love it.
I remember when I had a chance to visit Germany and in Cologne, they actually close everything on Sundays.
Oh.
And so they make everything walkable, basically. So it's all, people just walk, and it's just beautiful. It's kind of a relaxed atmosphere, but they just do it the one day a week where they close off the streets, which is kind of neat. It's kind of a nice, people look forward to it. It's just a different change of pace.
There's so many occasions where you need to close the streets. For instance, the running of the bulls.
Right.
They'll close Government Street and part of Palafox. And so those bollards are just really convenient. You can put them in place. You don't have to have so many police to stop the traffic.
No, I think we'll keep you posted as we hear more about when that's going to happen. Malcolm, it's great to have you here on this Monday after the 4th.
I must go and do some work now.
I know. I appreciate you coming in early and spending extra time with me this
morning. You're welcome. Enjoyed it.
It's always fun to have you here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back shortly right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.